Rangers Rambles.
Hello, everyone. We are live with the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. I am Jolt, the chief host of the show, and joining me again is none other than our co-host, Avira.
Hey, everybody. It's me, the candy corn doggo.
Next up, Sparky.
Hey, everyone.
Coming up on the panel is a first timer on the show, Shabranig, though. Say hey, and also do tell us a bit of a fun fact about yourself.
Hey, how's it going? And fun fact, this is my first time on the show.
Way to become full character, Captain Obvious. And last of all, you'll never guess who's returned. This man can introduce himself.
I am Neo, of course. I am the one of the older founders, or one of the two founders of this podcast. And I'm back inside the Raiders because I am a lonely noodle. And this fandom is really boring without, you know, the people you love. So I am back with the people I love and hold dear to my heart.
Oh, that was so sweet. I love you.
I know. It's better than what I was going to open with guess who's back.
A cringe fest like that would have been...
All right. Whatever.
No, because honestly, you wouldn't want to sing it or Eminem.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Eminem. He's
Not today. Well, not today. You have to put up with the woke version of him.
Copyright strikes.
Oh. Oh right.
Oh dear Lord, we don't need any of those things.
Nope.
We already know how bad the YouTube is going down the drain, and we don't need.
I mean, dude, yeah.
Any of this.
Rewind would literally become the most disliked video in history. That kind of tells you something, doesn't it?
It's more disliked than Baby by Justin Bieber and Ludacris.
Wait,
that is.
What about the song? I heard It's Friday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That one has a lot of dislikes, but people literally disliked the video Baby just to make sure the YouTube Rewind 2018 was number one on the most disliked videos.
Yeah, they were actually taking their dislikes away from Baby so they could put it on the YouTube Rewind video. Like they were taking one for the team.
It is the greatest dislike thing I've ever seen in history of the internet. Or at least YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, okay then. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I'll be happy to say I've at least contributed 3 dislikes to the YouTube Rewind.
Well, to be honest, I should probably plop in a few myself.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I can't let see if the people that YouTube are listening. But...
Oh, I'm pretty sure no one cares about a few furries talking. Wait, let me think about that one for a second.
Actually, yeah,
to be honest, I'm too late. I can't rewind that comment. So,
yeah.
Oof.
Oh well. So, Neo.
Yeah, it's been a long time, guys.
Been like ever since today.
Well, I mean, I hear a few things here and there, and I start getting into my own mind, and I start thinking, you know, what was right, what was wrong, and I kind of just walked away for a minute just to kind of gather myself and kind of gather everything, and, you know, I think in the long run, it did help me a lot. It did help me to kind of just find myself where I stand in this fandom and where everybody else stands in the fandom, because it, in a way, it was kind of a social experiment. At one point, I was like, yeah, I do want to kind of break away and do my own thing for a little bit and then see where it goes. But at the same time, I was like, Well, I kind of want to see how everyone else reacts to it as well. If they, you know I left, then what would they react to? And the reaction was basically NPC furry meme number 557. You left there, therefore you are back. Now say something bad about them or something like that. I never really said anything bad that I can think of. I mean, I've had a lot of drunk nights since then, so.
Anyway, glad to hear you're back. You miss us. You
know, deep down in my dark void soul, yeah, I missed everyone. No, I honestly, I missed just having someone to talk to every night in a voice chat. I missed just interacting with people on a daily basis, and everybody interacts with me again. And I mean, you can't. It's just like you can't get any that anywhere else in any kind of con chat, in any kind of state or country chat. You can't get it like what we have in the Raiders, honestly and truthfully.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I'm quite glad that's.
Just this fandom is a lonely one if you're not with the people you love. So to all those who are listening, you know, when you have those people that you I can't think of it. I lost my fucking train of thought. Great. Oh wait, I can't say can I say that anymore? I don't know. I don't want this.
To be honest, I'm gonna have to label that on iTunes as explicit, but that doesn't mean that's really different in the scheme of things.
Well, frick.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
It's labeled explicit now.
Great. I ruined the podcast. I was only back for one more episode and I've already ruined it. Awesome.
Oof.
So, that's
good. Yeah.
We start with the routine then.
What was up?
Well, let's start with the routine. We've got some cancer to show you guys. Mm. You guys have already heard of what's known as the some live-action cancer known as the Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How?
You know...
How are they going to even do this?
You know, I actually saw a different poster that wasn't the one that was announced.
It's going to be a train wreck.
Well, every live-action video game movie has always been a train wreck.
Yes. And you know what the biggest...
That's a better...
It is? Like his legs.
That was a better one than what they showed off. Come on now. Oh, do you have the one with him and the cop? Or no?
I don't think I do, but...
There was one out there like that, and I don't remember where to find it.
Like, and now, you know what? Everyone on the newswire is asking, like, why does Sonic have sexy legs?
Well, I mean, decades of not safe for work Sonic art will do that.
This is just weird. This is just a weird thing to do. What the? Do they think this is going to make money?
Yeah, that's why they're doing it. They're doing it as a cash grab. That's what they're doing.
It's definitely going to make money. I mean, people will flock towards a train wreck. Now, the same can't be said for something like, say, the Emoji Movie. But I don't know. This one can go either way, in my opinion.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to pay money to see this.
Me neither.
This just looks stupid.
Well, then we'll just wait for it to come out on Pirate Bay. There
is
it goes.
The Eggman thing the next topic, or is that just
come to think of it, Eggman, yes, he's in it. Here you go, now you bring it up. Jim Carrey confirmed for the role of the Eggman in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
His career has already gone down the drain already. Let's not let this ruin it even more. Come on.
He doesn't
what
have
the
a
fuck? Actually, I heard he has... I think he has. I mean, I think after Mr. Popper's Penguins, it just went... down the drain. Yeah.
That's it. It's game over for him.
Can you guys look at his design? How
That looks like horrible CGI.
This is supposed to be live action, and I would
have him. Can you scroll down just a bit? Just to, at least to where that's in the center.
Like, did they take that from the cuts?
There we go. That's good.
That's all we've got for that.
That's what I was thinking. God. Did they take the body from the live action cut scene from
Put a live action head onto onto a cartoon body.
Yeah.
Well, basically a cartoon body from the texture kind of reminds me of Sonic Unleashed, the opening cutscene for that game.
How would you envision a live action Dr. Eggman? Like, make an overweight man who's like 6'8".
And he doesn't even have proper eyes either.
How I would envision Dr. Eggman is just some ordinary bald guy that's got a little bit of a skull feature to his head, but he's kind of skinny like a normal person, but wearing a suit and tie. That's all I can see him as.
I don't think he's gonna do any kind of justice to him, because in every game he's just this giant fat bald guy with crazy ass mustache. Like, he's super cartoony character to begin with, and you're gonna try and make that into something live action. It's not gonna translate properly, and it's just going looking goofy.
They could have done something where it looked normal, and it would have been fine. Like, if they would have done something that looks normal, I would have been okay with that.
You know, honestly, I think
like what I said with Dr. Eggman wearing a suit and tie, not fat.
Yeah.
No. Exactly.
Well, I think that they definitely chose the right actor for this job, because now Jim Carrey always does the crazy, cartoony, outlandish characters. So at least maybe they got that right. But this just looks absolutely silly.
That is true. His older movies, like, say, The Grinch, Mask, Ace Ventura. I mean, even Bruce Almighty to an extent was actually kind of kooky.
Yeah.
Like, he had his moments.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And
that was then. That was then.
But now,
I don't know. Like, I don't want to be one of those guys to say, "Oh, the older days were so much better," which they were. But
yeah.
I mean, only I guess we can tell when the movie actually comes out. In my opinion, like, it might be a train wreck. It might not be. Who knows, really?
Dude. I just say, don't hold your breath. Yeah. Based on all the previous train wrecks / remakes, I mean, just going by those alone, you're pretty sure it's going to be garbage. But like you said, you can hope for the best and just expect the worst. I mean,
look at how much this movie is getting memed on now.
Oh, those legs!
Look at those legs! Ugh. What the heck?
I just wish we had the other poster that actually looked good.
And this too. Look at this. An imagination of Sonic's face by putting in that Philadelphia mascot from the hockey team. Pretty.
Oh, don't worry. I saw Jason FX's interpretation of it, and it was not safe for work. Let's just say that.
I also say one little thing that I loathe to bring up, but I will anyway. Sonic Fox the Hedgehog.
Show it.
Are you sure? Because this is absolutely cancerous.
Oh, I've seen it. I just want to see it again.
Actually, no. You're not going to get to see it again.
It's cancerous. Fully photoshopped. I've seen it.
Yeah. But no, I don't want not to give the guy any more attention because he's there. But come on. A live action Sonic.
I don't know. I'm not holding my breath on it, as I said.
Okay. Before we get to any of that, can you imagine if this is the design trend that we're getting, can you imagine the other Sonic characters? Amy, Knuckles, Tails, how would they look?
Oh, no, I didn't even think about that.
Let's not do the Sonic Boom Knuckles, please. For the love of God.
I would have to agree with you on that one, too.
You know, just for grins, I want to see Ugandan Knuckles in there somewhere. Just for
I think that would need a Ugandan dingo to boot. Yes, please. Okay.
That's how you kill a meme right there. You put it in a movie.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have it just right there as an Easter egg, just hidden in the background, you just gotta look carefully and see it. And you just laugh your butt off at it.
That'd be funny if the movie was so terrible. But they hid like little Easter eggs, and everybody just had fun finding the Easter eggs, kind of like Where's Waldo, but a movie version.
No, yeah, it'd be fun.
It would just look in the background one scene and see Uganda Knuckles in the background. You don't see it at first, but you pause it and you see it and you laugh your ass off at it.
No, I mean, it would just be a normal conversation and he'd just pop up and be like, hey, do you know the way? Okay, thank you. Like,
no, I was just thinking that he would just be there, just standing there saying nothing to just see his facial features.
Ah,
but it has to look like the VR chat Knuckles. It can't look live action, okay?
Yeah.
That would be the only way I could actually accept that.
Good point. Good point.
Also, one little thing.
Probably could choke on popcorn because it's making me laugh so hard.
Someone wrote a new thing, an opinion piece. I asked some furries whether the new Sonic the Hedgehog is hot or not.
No.
If you've seen the one where it's the cop and Sonic, he does look kind of cute. Like, not like hot, but cute.
Goodness.
I mean, I wouldn't yet.
Degenerate. Like, look at this.
What?
Even even some of the furries have said, no, in the article, no, ew, he's creepy. They should have hired one of us to design him. We would have done a better job anyway.
True. Right? Fuck it. You know, the poster that they first showed off literally looks like something they ripped off of DeviantArt.
It's a possibility.
Seriously, maybe. It's like, that was the first thing that went through my mind when I saw that. I was like, they had to have gotten this from some, like, guy off of DeviantArt. That would have been a better image.
Yeah.
What you just showed, Bill.
Yeah. Look at this.
There you go.
Have you ever went fast?
Oh, man. What the heck?
What the fuck? Oh. Okay, well, yeah.
The Sonic account. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Dear Lord. Oh, my God. It's just going to be a train wreck just all throughout. I just can't wait to see when the trailer comes out. I just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't normally watch movie trailers, but that one, I am anticipating my ass up, my butt off. You're going to have to split this one. I'm sorry.
Just gonna have to gauge it by the trailer and, like you said, see how much of a train wreck it's gonna. You know, if it's to the point where it's just so bad, you might have to watch it just because it's so bad.
I'd be okay with that.
Man, I'd rather watch a torture porn horror movie rather than see that.
That's not going there.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Let's just watch Saw 5 on the. Watching Saw 5 or whatever that other movies are. Yeah, like,
no, but like that's like what
either way.
The Lion King, that's why, you know.
I'd probably watch Lion King myself.
That would be a better pick. Yeah. But anyway.
Looks better.
Gentlemen, I have one more cancerous live action movie that they, just because they can't stop, I gotta share this.
Is it going to be Despicable Me?
No.
Disney's live action is impossible.
No!
The trailer gets downvoted into dirt.
Oh my god. Okay, I would undownvote the YouTube Rewind just to downvote that and make it the top downvoted.
You know they're going to give it like the Spy Kids treatment, so it's just going to be incredibly terrible unless you're like 5.
No.
Okay, you know, I saw the trailer for this.
Outdated CGI.
It was very well produced. I have to give them that. It looked very good. But the idea of them simply doing this, like, Kim Possible ended years ago. Why are they rehashing this?
Money. Here's my thing. You could put glitter on a turd. That doesn't make it beautiful.
True.
No, it does not. No. Well, I don't know.
It makes it sparkly, but it's still underneath crap.
I'll wait till after Kim Possible's in the theaters and see what the ratings is on IMDb after the theaters.
Is it going into theaters or is it like straight to the channel?
I don't know.
Let me read it straight
to the channel. I believe it's
an original movie. But
yeah,
hey.
So that's probably a Disney channel thing. Now,
do you remember?
Have you guys ever seen Sky High?
Yes.
See, that was a good one. That one was a good one.
So this trailer for Kim Possible reminded me of that. Like, just the way it was animated. That kind of weird, like, cartoony type of...
CGI?
Yeah, like action scenes and stuff. It kind of looked like that.
Okay, so but is it like... Sky High was like Sky High, though. Watched... It didn't start as something else. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I did watch that one movie. Yeah, what was it? Has it even came out yet? I think I watched that in theaters. Yeah, that this house has clocks in it.
Oh, no.
The one with Jack Black, right?
Not like that. No, Sky High was also, I believe, a
Jack Black. Yeah, that was the movie.
See, Sky High for me kind of gets a pass because, I mean, it was Sky High. It didn't start out as one thing, and then they tried to make it into something else. It started out as Sky High, and it was just Sky High School. You know, that was the whole thing. And Kim Possible is a cartoon that they're trying to make into a live action, which generally does not translate very well. And like I said, it's not even going to get a big budget because it's going to be straight to channel kind of stuff. So I don't see it working.
No, I ain't going to be tuning into the Disney Channel to watch it anytime soon. I'll just say that.
You know what? The only good thing I can say is at least they didn't change Kim and Ron's race.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, at least they're not. Yeah. At least they're not shoving politics down the throats of little kids yet.
They're trying to do that with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Freaking Buffy is going to be black now. What the heck? No, she's not. Stop it.
No. Wait, they're rebooting that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is going to get a reboot, and she's going to be black.
It's
like
going to
be Buffy.
That's like they brought Sabrina.
That's not how it is. Come on. Like, really? For the sake of diversity or whatever the hell? No. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, I think people... It was also said now that people are waking up to the diversity agenda Disney has. Yep. I'm not going to be surprised if they took Kim Possible to the woke route.
Oh, yeah. That was actually in the article about Kim Possible that they're promoting the diversity agenda. And, like, honestly, I don't care at all about racial or sexual diversity. I only care about diversity of opinions because that's really
what I just care about it staying with the lore of how it was. You know what I mean?
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like if they made Conan the Barbarian a fucking woman. I mean, I wouldn't bat an eye at it, but I mean, that's not Conan.
Yeah.
Right.
Or is it Conan, or am I saying that wrong?
Conan the Barbarian.
Okay, there you go. If they made Conan a woman, I would only be irritated at it because Conan is not a woman.
It would be
he's a man.
Yeah, it would be Conan the Barbarian.
See, I understand that because, like Blade, like if they try to make Blade white, I'd be like, dude, you can't do that. Blade's not a white guy. Blade's a black.
Exactly.
Like, and for me, it's got to be Wesley Snipes because he's like he pulled that like he is like the Blade guy, right?
Yeah.
And then like there was another one I seen where they were trying to make James Bond a black guy. I'm like, no, James Bond. I understand James Bond is a code name and it's been, you know, given to different ones throughout the years, but James Bond's got to be some British white guy. I mean, come on, that's the way it's supposed to be. There's just certain roles you're not supposed to change. I mean, like,
see, it's like when they made Doctor Who a woman. When?
Oh.
No.
No. No. No. No.
Like
no.
even my sister wouldn't watch that shit, and she's a diehard Doctor Who fan. She was like, they ruined it with it. Doctor Who is not supposed to be a woman. Why are they doing this? They pretty much ruined the whole show for me.
Oh, they're doing it for guys. Mud diversity.
Yeah that.
Exactly.
Mud diversity.
I have the rest of the designs for Kim Possible characters.
I just want to see the mole rat.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
I know, right? How is he going to put Rufus in here?
Oh my god, they made him look like he's going to be a virgin for 20 years. Oh, that poor kid. Oh, that poor kid.
Well, let's be honest. Ron was probably going to be a virgin for most of his life. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, in the entire show, I could see Kim and Ron getting together. I just didn't think it wasn't going to happen till the very end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, well, wait, it happened like
Spy Kids as teenagers kind of TV film.
Straight yeah, exactly.
Film. Also, the villain. Yes. That's
like the Shugo.
This is Draggy.
What, they're not going to make him green? Oh, I already hate it. I already hate it. No, yeah, not right. watching it.
And she.
Game over. He's not green.
Bruh.
She doesn't have the black upper lip thing. She got both black lips.
She's not even the right skin color.
That too.
No, she's not. What was she, blue?
Gray, I think.
Yeah, she's kind of like a grayish color. Or like,
dang, they need to find someone who has like a horrible disease that just like quickly film the movie so she doesn't die easily. Uh-huh. At least that would give it the perfect skin tone.
Yeah.
That's the problem when you're trying to like translate cartoons into real life. You know, that some cartoon characters happen to be green, and you can't really do that without making it look utterly ridiculous.
I mean, it can be done. You're just gonna not work out too well.
Yeah.
Also, all right. I think that will probably be kind of that for a while. Live comments. SDX Darker says, for some reason, I want Nicolas Cage as Eggman instead.
I've seen Nicolas Cage into too many stuff, so I don't know. I think Jim Carrey would do a better job at the in this piece of crap movie. That's going to be
like I said earlier. He does play the really weird, goofy characters pretty good. So if Eggman's going to be super goofy in this, then he will probably pull it off.
Yeah,
but that one with Jim Carrey, I did watch a movie what's his name, Nicolas Cage. It's really crazy. Yeah, that Mom and Dad movie. That movie Mom and Dad with Nicolas Cage in it.
All right, one more last comment. Aaron Hopper says, why all this live action stuff these days? Because CG, for some reason, is the trend. You've seen it around live action Lion King, live action this stuff, more live actions everywhere.
I mean, it's a thing, it's a trend. I mean, even if you take a look at some of these live action movies, they're not really live action. Like Lion King, that's all going to be like super big old CGI, not really live action. Yeah. You know what I mean? The whole movie is going to be computer generated. It's just more like a 4K Pixar movie, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Plus money.
So lots it's like, and lots it's of like- money. So instead of live action, it's more like a hyper-realistic computer-generated movie.
That's, you know, under the name live action.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want to see The Lion King, though. But anyways.
Yeah. Me too. Just to see how faithful it is to the classic. But I have my reservations, too. Anyway. Mm-hmm. We've got the next item here on the docket. Stupid legislative items. Behold. OMG, now California wants to tax text messaging.
California, what are we going to do with you?
It's retard bill.
Fallout 76 them.
It's retard bill as usual, so...
No, I think they're just so... Yeah, Fallout 76 them indeed. Oh, you know what? I've always said this. If California broke away from the U.S., like literally, like drifted off in the ocean, I would not bat an eye and not lose a drop of sleep.
And nothing of value was lost.
Exactly.
Exactly.
California's retardville, as Hunter Avalon says.
Agreed. Mm. Agreed. It's bonkers. It's a bonkers, backwards place. I mean, the taxes over there are crazy enough, let alone the laws and... It's okay. California is basically a socialist state within the United States. That's really what's going on.
Sounds about right. But didn't we dump tea in the harbor just to prevent stupid taxes like this? Like, come on now.
Dude, California, that's why I like Texas, because Texas stays Republican all the time.
It's not so much this. It's because California is so... They can't manage their finances so damn well that they have to keep grabbing them off of these more and more of these stupid taxes.
Well, you can't redistribute the wealth if you're not taking it from the people on the bottom of the tier. I mean, come on.
And text messaging is a huge thing nowadays, too. But then again, you can migrate to something else.
Right.
But honestly and truthfully.
They're going to tax your text messages? Like, how do you even enforce that?
How do you even... Yeah. Not to mention.
Oh, cell phone companies don't care. They're getting their money, sort of. They're probably getting about, what, 10% of that? And that's still money.
Like,
I have no idea.
You still have to consider at what rate, you know, how many cents of tax are we paying for every single text message? Are we regulating it based on the content of said message or by volume?
They're
going to tax you on every, or they're going to charge you for every word. And then if you use bad words, they're going to charge you twice as much.
Actually, no. They also do that, like, for every single emoji, you single-handedly bombard at somebody.
Oh, yeah. And instead of actually having emojis, you have to purchase them with in-game purchase, with, like, you know, in-game
your mobile credit.
Yeah.
This is absolutely insane. Like who even, like, what politician would even think that this is a good idea? All right, guys, vote for me. I'm going to tax you on your text messages. Like,
Well, that's a Democrat for you. That's a Democrat. Democrats sit there and they do what's best. Yeah, I know the Democrats are crazy because they'll do what's best for what goes into their pockets. They don't give a crap about anyone else.
I see what you did there.
They don't give a crap. Yeah, cover that up.
No crap.
No one knew what I was saying. Come on now. You don't have to point it out.
I don't know, I'm good there. But either way, though, the only way we could technically bypass a little bit of this is, you know, maybe use alternatives, you know. Maybe you can get away with it if you use, you know,
I guess Telegram, calling, maybe calling
people. Telegram, Kick, anything.
See, what you have to do is you have to, like, call the person and then just use text through your call, right? You know, just spell it out for them, literally, and then, you know, hang up. And that's your send. And there you go.
Well, so far, I don't believe this is actually a law yet, but it has been proposed.
Oh, that ain't going to go through, especially if the people have something to say about it.
Well, it's California. The people don't have anything to say about it. You know, they just do their own thing.
Drinking soy.
Not to mention, California's got a very big, you know, contingent of people, like mobile phone users, but that's pretty much commonplace anywhere you look these days.
That's true. And California is basic.
Yeah, they're doing nothing but drinking soy milk and just sitting around.
Now, there are a few good Californians out there. Don't get me wrong. There's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think about whenever people wanted to break away. They wanted to do old California, new California. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny sometimes.
Break it up.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just talking about the point he made, how people wanted to break up California into, like, three or four different states.
You feel free to unmute your stuff, Nier.
I know. I was outside. Sorry.
I've talked to a few, and it's always funny because you'll talk to people that are, like, super adamant about being separate from the Southern California and the Northern California. You get the guys in the northern part of the country or the state, and they're always like, no, we're not the same as the guys in the South. And then you get the ones in the South who just kind of, like, claim the entire state, and the Northerns always try to, like, distance themselves from the ones in the South. They're like, no, we don't associate with those people down there.
At this stage, though, the best solution would probably be a quarantine zone where we wouldn't even have any of these stupid north taxes and all that.
Yeah, well, you have the West Coast elite, you know, of Los Angeles and just the San Diego, the big cities on the West Coast that really control the entire state of California, like the whole population. Even though, if you look at the electoral map, most of the state of California is actually pretty conservative. It's only these major cities that have all the power, just like how it is here in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, I live on Long Island, and New York City pretty much controls the entire state.
Game. It's crazy. So that's why the Electoral College exists.
Yeah. That's why they want to get rid of it.
Anyway,
exactly.
There is one little thing that maybe that will make you wonder why California even exists.
What was that?
Behold, California election results with Dungeons and Dragons dice.
What?
Are you serious?
Oh, they should let me roll that for them. I could have got some good numbers. I'm pretty good with that.
Oh, dear Lord. Polygon actually does a good story for once.
Hit 20s all day.
I mean, maybe be like, no, roll these dice. Do you want to save California, or do you want to do, or do you want to fail to save California?
This is how it goes. It goes like this. The people are mad. We need taxes, but they don't want taxes. What do you roll for? Rolls are one. Looks like we're screwing everybody over. Let's go.
Yeah. See something like that. A bunch of old ass dudes sitting around a table, like, crap, we need a new tax rate. What's it gonna be? I don't know. Somebody grab the 20, grab the die and start shaking that shit and throw it on the table. It's like, oh, 15%. Oh, let's write it in.
Oh, dear Lord. California is so bad. I'm sorry. California, anybody who lives in California that's listening to this, I am so sorry for y'all. I really am.
But at the same time, we advise you to
move
eastwards, not northwards.
Just go to, if you want a big state, just go to Texas. It's best here. Come on now.
If you want to go,
Texas a lot. It's awesome.
Up far as well. We recommend Montana or, heck, Arizona, even if you want better gun laws.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Alabama, if you want to, have a little fun time with your cousin.
Oh, boy.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah. But, yeah, read this, though. All of this was done over an irrigation district's board of commissions. Just for over this and for a seat.
I can't believe this. It's so bad. This looks like a fake article. It does,
but the thing is, tax rates and politics are literally games to these people. So it does kind of make some sense.
That is true.
It's really sad because a lot of these stories that come out nowadays are so ridiculous. You're like, ha, that's fake. And then 3 days later, you hear about the law that just went into order. And it was actually a legit thing. And you're like, oh, crap. That was real. I should have probably read that.
Exactly. Exactly. Every time I read a news article, I hardly believe it at all. Even the news alerts I get on my phone, I'm like, no. Can't be that bad. It is that bad.
Oh, shit.
If you read at the bottom of the article, which I kind of stopped screen sharing, they says, the guy who used it says, the D20 is going to be used more and more in the future, and he basically rolled it 3 times to get his victory.
Wow.
Are these people, so dumb they can't, all just, agree on something? Or, they literally have to go to Dungeons & Dragons Dice. How... I can't even wrap my head around that, okay? I can't. It's so damn ridiculous that I'm just I'm trying to think about it. How the heck does that work? How the heck do you even think about doing that? What point does it get to where you have to roll dice to do any kind of legislation? What the hell?
We're going to have to start hiring elected officials by roll-offs.
Yes.
When it comes to presidential elections, just flip a coin and see what happens.
No. Actually, Numarava, you have to roll this many two-digit numbers in order to secure your seat.
Oh yeah.
Let me. You know what? I wonder if that's how Hillary Clinton got into the nomination. Was it all by the chance of Dungeons and Dragons dice? Because nobody wanted her ass. Nobody wanted her so bad that people who didn't even want Trump voted for Trump. It was bad. And then she's talking about running again.
Well, she totally screwed over Sanders. And if she runs again, I hope so, because she's going to lose again, and it's going to be great.
Well, a lot of those Bernie bros, they got burned big time. And I don't mean it in a good way, the whole Bernie thing. I mean, the DNC or whatever pretty much snuffed Bernie and hoped that all of them would just jump on board with Clinton. And most of them were pissed, obviously. So they're like, what? Out of spite, we're going to go vote for Trump. And
of them hated Trump.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of them hated.
It's like choosing between getting shot or stabbed. I mean, with getting stabbed by, with Trump, at least you have a good chance of survival. With Hillary Clinton, you're getting shot, you're more likely to die.
That depends on where they hit you.
Or
it matters. That really matters little, though.
Or you could potentially accidentally kill yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Things like die in a plane crash accidentally or suspicious car crash.
About that.
Now, the only thing that comes to mind when I think about Hillary Clinton rerunning is the SpongeBob episode where they're like, how many times do we need to teach you a lesson, old man?
Oh, yeah.
That was so perfect.
Yeah, gentlemen, one more of this for the topic. One more stupid legislative decision.
It's not going to work.
Pennsylvania representative proposes tax on violent video games in lieu of school shootings.
And that's the problem. In lieu of school shootings. So they're using the death of children to promote their political agenda. This is absolutely disgusting.
And violent video games, of all things, inspire school shootings. Really?
Like I said, they know it's not going to work. It's not going to change anything. Like I said earlier, is since the 90s, they've been trying to demonize video games for making people violent. And none of the tests, none of the surveys, none of the shit that they've done has conclusively pointed that violent video games make children violent. Actually, it's been quite the opposite. It's shown that people who use violent video games to blow off steam are less likely to go out and want to shoot people up.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. Funny thing.
Video games.
That is true, because because when I get road rage and I get back home and get on something like Red Dead Redemption or GTA, I feel a lot better about myself. I've been playing games pretty much my entire life since I was 5 years old. And when I got moved up into, say, Grand Theft Auto, yeah, I have a lot of urges to, like, spaz out. And that's mostly due to things like lag and dropped frame rate and, you know, just technical difficulties. It was never the game that really made me want to go out and shoot someone.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it make more sense if, like, violent video games actually sort of acted as, like, a therapy?
Yeah, well, hey.
They really are, though. Thoughts?
Yeah. You know,
they really are.
It's, like, potentially violent people, if they play violent games, well, they can get out their frustrations and, you know, kill other characters, you know, in a virtual world and feel better.
Yeah. I mean, like, back in the day when I used to play a lot of Halo, that was my thing. I'd sit there, have a shitty day at work, be all pissed off and irritated, come home and just start wrecking aliens, you know, on Halo. And then after 2 or 3 hours of blowing things away, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm good now.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you know what's so funny, just to close this off? The tax would basically be like 10% of the purchase price on top of, you know, sales and regional taxes.
Games are already $60 freaking.
Yeah, and if you get it from Bethesda, it's not even finished yet.
That was a way different topic. Come on now. But it's true. It's true.
Take a cheap shot at him. Come on.
That is, I mean, everybody's taking cheap shots at them at these days, so everybody needs to. I mean, they're kind of learning a lesson, but yeah, no. Anyways, back to the video game tax thing. I mean, games are already expensive as they are. You know, not just saying, not even just buying them, but like the things inside the games. You know, DLC, microtransactions, things like that. The game, it already makes the game way too much more than what it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, you go buy an AAA title, and then you'll think you're buying a full game, right? You go, you're like, okay, here's my $60, my $70, my whatever, $150 for the super awesome pack, whatever. You get it, and you go and install it, and then it's like, oh, you need like a 12-gigabyte download. Crap. Okay, so you download your stupid whatever to get it to play, and then you play like, you know, 2 hours into the game, and it's like, oh, you want to continue? You need the DLC. Or you want all the cool stuff, you need the DLC. You want the character that you've seen on all the advertisements we've been showing? Oh, you got to pay $60 for the DLC. It's like, man, screw this game.
Like, no, the only reason I could...
Like, politicians are trying to actually increase the prices because they want to cash in on this. It's crazy.
Because they know it's a good freaking... what's the market? I couldn't think of the word for a second.
Yeah, I
mean, it's a huge market.
Yeah, especially if you feel bad for you know, victims of school shootings, it's like, well, they use that as a springboard for their political agenda to make these laws. It's honestly very sick.
Well, I guess Doom did Columbine then.
Yeah, right. Or Marilyn Manson was blamed for that too.
They tried Marilyn Manson thing. Yeah, they used to blame him for everything back in the day. Oh yeah,
that and Eminem. Eminem was actually a real huge target back in the day because he was one of those because if you actually go back and listen to his older music, like the Slim Shady LP, you kind of like, holy shoot.
I actually own that CD. I like it.
I do too. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
This is basically running its course now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just to finalize this, the last thing we've got time for is a little bit of a shocker because we're coming to the Christmas season.
Oh yeah.
Gingerbread Man banned the Scottish Band.
What?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Is this real? This can't be real.
It's the Daily Mail in Australia, so yeah, it looks like it's real.
Daily Mail, dude. Correct.
Oh, okay. It just says Australia. That's why I thought it was the Australian Mail.
That's because of this. It's the international linkage or whatever. But
okay,
he runs it.
Dear Lord,
they're banned at Scottish Parliament as part of a new drive to stamp out sexism.
My sexism. Hey guys, everybody, listen. I have a great idea. It's going to be huge, okay? We're going to stamp out sexism. It's going to be huge, okay? We're going to ban gingerbread men, but we can't call them men. We got to call them people. They're not gingerbread. You're fired. But sir, they're gingerbread men. You're fired. Go. Okay, I know Trump is not. I know Trump is not like that. I just really wanted to do that voice. Okay.
We like to call them people kind.
Oh, can we not talk about Trudeau? Come on, that meme is dead.
I mean, if they want to get really technical, unless you're actually putting a twig and berries on your gingerbread man, it's actually. Gender is like up in the air at that point. You could call it whatever you want.
It's a freaking cookie.
Exactly. I mean, unless you're getting like a hyper realistic gingerbread cookie man, you can make it whatever gender you want to call it in your mind. It doesn't really matter. Come on.
All right.
It's why do they go after these dumb freaking things?
Yes.
Yeah, when there's actual people getting murdered for feminism, literally people getting murdered. Anyways, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I was gonna ask what exactly was the point of that article? I mean, like what are they so offended by? Is it simply
the word where it says man?
The gingerbread
cookie
Christmas essentially as well.
Oh like, my goodness!
This slippery slope is just gonna be a thing on Christmasing because now you've heard everywhere on the web that Father Santa shouldn't be a man.
What?
He's always been a man.
What are you talking about? Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nick is.
Who do you think he is?
I mean, you can't change that. That's something that's like set in stone. I mean, you really just if you can't change that. I'm sorry, it's just not gonna happen.
It's just like what y'all said in previous episodes. They're just trying to ruin these holidays for everyone. Like, what the hell?
They want to suck the fun out of everything. Because this fandom is offensive, everything's sexist, racist, whatever the heck.
God. Why can't people just let people be people? Let everyone do their own thing. No one gives a shit if you're sitting there in a corner triggered because,
they're going to make people like Trump win again in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Because they haven't learned their lesson yet. Nobody gives a shit about their bullshit agenda.
Also, on the side note too, as well, the more they try to ruin Christmas, the more people like us and so forth are going to be wanting to celebrate Christmas.
Exactly. It's like the Trump effect, I like to call it. The more they talk bad about it, the more people go and look into it or go and would be like, oh, just because these people are sparking out about it, I'm going to vote for him.
It's like that cartoon where they tell you not to push the red button. Like there's a giant red button on the wall that you never gave a shit about, right? It's been there forever. You didn't care. But as soon as somebody comes over and says, dude, don't you dare touch that red button. No matter who you are or whatever, you for some reason, you got to push the button now. Like
it just boils. It boils in the back of your mind. What will happen if I press this button? Maybe something may happen. Maybe something might not. Maybe I might explode. Maybe I get... a bigger thumb. I don't know.
Yeah, like before you never cared about it, but as soon as they say don't you dare do it, you're like, oh man, now I gotta push the stupid button. I didn't even want to before, but now I gotta do it.
I don't even care if I die.
No, I mean that's like, you know, the whole idea of Merry Christmas being offensive to people. It's like,
oh,
what
that
was wrong with saying Merry Christmas. Really?
I'm offended now. I'm offended by Christmas, okay? That's Orange not man. Funny. No, I'm not really.
Nah.
Orange man bad.
Beep, if you're going to wish me a happy holiday, I don't care how you say it. You know, you could say it whatever native language you want. You could say it in whatever terms you want. But as long as you're wishing me a happy holiday, I'll wish you a happy holiday right back. If you want to say Merry Christmas, fine. I'll say Merry Christmas too. It doesn't fucking matter. The person is wishing you good tidings and goodwill. Stop being a stuck-up ass and just accept it and wish it back on them like a good normal person would.
And stop sometimes, actually trying to ruin it. No less.
Sometimes I just want to pull the pole out of people's ass and beat them with it until they actually start thinking straight.
Yeah, there's not much you can.
Can I say straight? Like, is that going to offend somebody? Straight?
Only if you're a cis white male.
Like, forget all the bad words. Straight is what makes this podcast explicit. Okay.
Yeah, man. I we control it though. But I do have one last thing while we're on this topic. Kind of like
what's up?
Spirit. The troll game, if you will.
Alrighty.
This game is a game called Jesus Strikes Back.
Oh, I want this. How much is it?
I don't know yet. It's in development. It's the alpha is coming in 46 days, 23 hours, 19 minutes, counting down.
You know, I'm not even interested.
Is that Trump and Putin? Oh my God.
I just want to see how triggered people get over. Like, I don't generally like using the triggered word because it's just super overplayed. But you know, people are going to lose their minds over this. And the game is made, I'm pretty sure, specifically to troll people. But you know, they're still going to be set off by it. And I just want to see how they react because you know it's going to be hilarious.
Well, look at the description of this game. It basically says that Jesus comes to a post-apocalyptic world ravaged by socialism, and he's here to free us all.
I want this. I like how they have GTA lettering to it.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's what I was thinking.
This is beautiful. What characters do they have? I am just curious.
I'm pretty sure it's Donald Trump.
JC, the holy living chosen one. His return to Earth is not welcomed by New York regime. His message of peace and love is met with extreme hostility. He is left with no chance but to liberate the world from the plague that is the New World Regime. Occupation Messiah.
Oh my goodness.
This game needs more praise than what it's getting right now. I didn't even know this game existed until then. Like, no lie. I'm
definitely going to play this.
I'll admit, this is not how we envisioned the return of Christ. But hey, if its purpose was to basically cause a triggering storm.
Well, if Jesus is fighting socialism and feminism, more power to him.
Oh, yeah.
This is just brilliant. Whoever made this is a freaking genius.
All right. We got some more in the cast, too. Really?
Dolph.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, this is definitely a troll game.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely a troll game. Out, no lie. Okay, let's see who else we got.
Yes. Yeah.
Trump. And I love how he's holding an RPG. What's his occupation? Previous world leader. Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, but hey, next.
Well, yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic world, remember?
Putin. Yep. Putin. I love it. Putin.
a martial arts master diplomat of a very cold country. A man of judgment and despise the growing...
And not world. Just judgment, but good judgment.
Oh, yeah.
That would eventually...
Ah! Jesus!
this is... Oh, my goodness. Oh, what happened?
I have no idea.
Looks like Neo basically... Oh, my goodness.
Neo probably had a friend come over and just basically maybe just scared him.
Yeah. Probably.
Sounded like he had a tad bit of a spasm there.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope you're doing okay, Neo.
I'm sure he'll survive.
Yeah, very much so. But it's just absolutely hilarious how such a thing has existed, and now basically it's gone into feminist on fully spook.
Because that's what Jesus would do.
Oh yeah.
Obviously.
If you let yourself get baited by this game, you kind of deserve ridicule. Because, like I said, it's obvious a game made by some dude who's got a good sense of humor. And he's just trolling the shit out of people. And like I said, if you fall for it, you're an idiot and you kind of deserve when people make fun of you for it.
Yeah, well, this kind of reminds me of that game Monopoly for Millennials.
Yeah. I've seen more people gripe. I've seen more things griping about it than actually anybody like playing it, but there was so many people losing their minds over it, and it's like, you know, it's a joke of course, you know, it's a joke. It's made as a joke. Come on, people, find your sense of humor, dust it off and bring it back out for a little while. It's obviously meant as a joke. Take it that way. Stop getting so offended by everything.
Yeah, of course, if only that was the world we lived in.
I wish. It'd be nice.
Getting labeled by an NPC by the entire state of Texas, which is probably like maybe 98% Republican, the whole state.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, people who are offended by that, yeah, of course. I mean, because, again, they don't have a sense of humor. They don't get it. They're like, oh, my goodness, my feminism, my racism, my patriarchy, blah, blah, blah.
Like, yeah, they spend a lot of time trying to be offended by stuff that's not. You know, it must be really tiring to sit around all day and have to like brainstorm, dude, and take this super mundane stuff. Have
no lives. That's just it.
I know, but you would feel like stuff gets boring after a while. I really like certain games, but I don't want to play it all day, every day for the next 5-10 years. I mean, come on, you got to get bored of that stuff eventually, or find something else to do. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being a professional victim is it's a full-time job.
Yeah, but I mean, the pay sucks apparently because they're all poor and they're always bitching about not having any money. So they, you know, try to find something better.
Yeah, right. and thank God we have people that make these hilarious games that troll these fuckers.
Yeah, luckily we still have some people out there that can take a joke or know how to tell a joke at least.
Anyway, I just got a thing I said. Neo was fine. He just got spooked by another little friend who had his premises. And
no.
Yeah, that is totally
somebody
fine.
I guess somebody opened the shed door and freaked him out.
Oh, but don't worry. It's a fun arrangement he's in, but don't worry. Neo won't be here to say goodbye for this particular episode, but he will be back in the future. Maybe in a better arrangements, hopefully.
Okay.
But I think that will pretty much wrap up this week.
Alrighty.
So you got any closing statements to make? Have any?
People need to stop being so offended, learn to have a sense of humor again, and stop being assholes to each other. Sounds legit.
Okay. Sounds like good advice. Well, Avira.
I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I know I definitely did. A lot of fun. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the Furry Raiders.
Rocky?
Don't be a social justice warrior because that's childish behavior. Elementary school behavior.
And last of all, just to conclude, this episode will stay here up on YouTube. And you can always find the audio version when it releases on iTunes, Google Play Store, Podbean, and Stitcher. Now you might expect iTunes to have a bit of a slow, you might expect to see it a bit slower because they're taking a holiday break, but the rest assured you are, you know, you're not going to run out of platforms to find it on. And with that, this is us signing out. Until next time, farewell.